Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
My name is Nigel, Guy Relford, the gun guy, 2A attorney, licensed firearms instructor, filling in for Jason Hammer. How are you?
Man, I'm great. It's a pleasure to be with you. Kind of short notice, but it's great to come down here and fill in for Jason.
Man, I... We'll talk about Joe Biden's non-existent re-election campaign in just a second, but this video just came out. I retweeted it. He took a spill just now at the Air Force graduation.
Oh, no.
The commencement ceremony. I mean, that's the hardest I think I've seen him fall yet. That's worse than the bike. Oh, man. So if you go on. Are you looking at it now?
I just saw it on your retweet.
Poor old man.
And you know what? Poor guy. He's not going down any steps or anything.
No, he's just walking across the stage. And whoops, there he goes. So yeah. That's your president. We'll talk about his non-existent campaign here in just a second.
Man, I'll be honest, though. When I've seen him stumble, like going upstairs and stuff, I mean, I'm not as old as him, but I'm 65. I'm getting up there. I'm going, man, that could have been me. But that poor guy, he's just trying to walk across the stage and can't handle it.
One of the worst bruises I've ever had in my life is my outer right thigh. A huge party. It was before we had kids, and it was at the end of the night. We had a huge party at the house. I think we just moved back from Austin, Texas, and I wake up the next morning and my leg's killing me, and I look down and my thigh is all black and blue. Oh, no. I go, Lindsay, why I have a big bruise on my thigh? She looked at me and goes, you remember? You fell up the stairs, you idiot.
I fell up
the stairs on the way to bed, and then I remembered. So,
well,
yeah.
See, when there's cocktails involved, though, that's a whole different equation.
Exactly.
That's not the same issue.
Mike Pence, former Indiana governor, former vice president for Donald Trump, set to launch his presidential campaign next Wednesday in Iowa, which also happens to be his 64th birthday. And does this do anything for you, Guy?
The first question I have, and listen, I've met Mike Pence. I'm filling in for Jason. I'm sitting in his old chair right now.
It's yeah, that's right. Exciting. Mike Pence used to sit in that chair.
And I like Mike Pence. I've met him more than once. I had the privilege of going to his office when he was vice president. But first question I always have is, you know, how much enthusiasm, how much momentum, how many people out there in America, you know, who are Republican registered voters are going to go, yes, Mike Pence is announcing his presidency? I sensed a lot of that out there for Ron DeSantis. And obviously, President Trump has a lot of emotion behind him and a lot of Trump supporters. But I like Mike Pence. I have a lot of respect for him as a man and as a politician. But I'm not sure where the enthusiasm, where the momentum is going to come from for his campaign.
Yeah, my family kind of has a connection to him a little bit. My late grandfather helped found Covenant Christian High School there.
Oh, no kidding.
On the west side, 21st and, what is that, Girls School Road there by Chapel Rock Christian Church.
Sure.
And I believe at the time when Mike Pence was in Congress, or a state rep maybe, he sat on the board there. And so I knew my grandparents real well.
Yeah.
Mike's wife, I believe, was friends with my grandma, and she actually painted her a watercoloring portrait of their house my grandma and grandpa lived in. It's still hanging up to this day. So he's been a congressman, a governor, a vice president. He's got the resume. He's got the federal level, the state level. But I'm just not sure the charisma's there. I mean, he's got the evangelical vote, I think, locked in. Just, I mean, lockstep. He's an upstanding guy, but I can't wait to see him on a debate stage with Donald Trump.
Well, see, that's where I was going to go next, Nige, because when they get into the issues, because obviously Trump is going to want to criticize Pence for his action or inaction in certifying the election, right?
Right.
2020.
Yeah.
And Pence is going to want to defend himself.
And Pence had no authority to do that.
No, I mean, Pence, like it or not, listen, do I think there were irregularities? And was I think there were fraud?
Yeah.
Of course. Did Pence have enough to say, I'm not certifying this election? The answer to that is no. And so at the end of the day, whether we like the outcome or not, I think he was following the Constitution. I have no criticisms of him over that, but an awful lot of people do, and an awful lot of Trump supporters do. And it's going to be really interesting when they go at it on a debate stage on that issue, that's going to be entertaining.
I can't remember how many clowns were up there in 2015, 2016 running for that GOP nomination.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember
right.
that?
Sure.
But at the time, nobody gave Trump a chance. Nobody.
No.
I mean, he was a dark horse candidate. Nobody in the right mind. Everybody was laughing at it.
Well,
you know,
to your point.
So what can happen during this next election?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a Ted Cruz guy. In 2016, I was a Ted Cruz guy. I voted for Ted Cruz in the 2016 primary. And it's because he's a constitutional attorney who's argued constitutional issues before the U.S. Supreme Court, especially when he was a Texas Attorney General. And so I would watch the debates in 2016. And listen, I always want to say this because it's absolutely true. I enthusiastically voted for Donald Trump twice.
Yeah.
And I will vote for him again if he's the nominee. But during those debates that you're talking about in 2016, I would literally think, I'd be watching those with my wife, and I'd say, wow, Donald Trump just really embarrassed himself. Oh, my God, the guy was a clown on this debate. And then the polls would come out, and they'd say he won the debate. And I'm looking around going, did everybody watch the same debate I did? There's, you know, the outsider mentality, the willing to stand up to the establishment.
The swamp. You know, clear the swamp.
And to say what he wants to say and not pull punches. People love that. People love a fighter. And Donald Trump, you know, whatever else you want to say, always came out swinging. So people love that. But, man, to your point, I would watch those debates, every single one, and poor guy, really embarrassed himself today. And everybody think he won the debate.
We're going to do it all over again
right,
here coming up real soon. And I'm all about it.
Yeah.